Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 30th, and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of John, chapters 1 to 3. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We read in John chapter 1, verses 14 to 17 like this. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The word became flesh when Jesus was born as a baby in the manger at Bethlehem. He had always existed as the Son of God with the Father in heaven, but now chose to come into this world in a human body. Jesus dwelt among us as he pitched his tent here. His body was a tent in which he lived among men for 33 and a half years. God stooped to our level when he came to this earth. And this led to his greatest accomplishment among all, bridging the gap between the infinite God and finite man. Hallelujah! Jesus Christ was truly human during his earthly existence. He was tired and thirsty. He wept. He was troubled in spirit, and he died. Without becoming less than God, Jesus took upon himself complete human nature. At his incarnation, God did not become man, he became God-man. Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. Jesus came to this world to be God's grace, something that we did not deserve as we had sinned and deserved punishment. Grace is God's unmerited favor towards sinner for their salvation. It was God's grace upon us that Jesus humbled himself to connect with us in our weaknesses. Jesus also came to be the truth, to bring us back to God as he came to save us from our sins. Grace was evident in the Old Testament, but not in the fullness that we experience in Jesus Christ. God met us at our point of need in the person of Jesus Christ, including all his power and provision. Taking on human limitations, our Lord Jesus Christ did countless acts of compassion to accommodate us in our weaknesses. To be channels of his blessings, let us allow the love of Jesus Christ expressed overtly through grace and truth flow through us into the lives of others. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.